Earlier in the Masechta, we explore the Shitas HaRambam, who is mechalik between a hagrama, a shechita which was outside of its proper place during a miut, less than 50% of the shechita process, on the one hand, and between ikur and chalada, other forms of shechitas psulos, which also only occupied a minority of the shechita process. The Rambam made such a chiluk. The Rambam said that hagrama in a miyot does not render the shechita pasul, but ikur and chalada in a miyot do render the shechita psula. And we explained the pshat in the Rambam was that a hagrama has a greater affinity towards the actual shechita, and therefore it's more likely to combine closely, strongly, and bond with the remainder of the Maaser Shechita which was kosher. And whenever you have two things with a very strong bond, one of them must emerge dominant. In that case, it's the Reiv. The Reiv emerges dominant. The Reiv was kosher. The Miut is only subsidiary, so therefore it's batal, it's treated as if it were null and void. As opposed to an Ikur, Nachalada, these other types of Psulim, they have a weaker affinity for the remainder of the Shechita process. They're totally different actions. A Shechita is a smooth cut, and a Chalada or an Ikur is a different type of cut entirely, because they have a weaker affinity for or towards the Maaser Shechita. Therefore, these other things are not mitzdarif as much, so they can coexist peacefully and tranquilly with the Maaser Shechita. They don't lose their identity, and therefore, since they remain extant, they're posel the Shechita. This is what we explained for the Rambam. Now, Rashi, first of all, shall be pointed out, disputes this, as quoted by the Rosh on Daf Yotes. And Rashi says that hagrama in a minority of the Maaser Shechita can be posel just as well as any other psul, just as well as an ikur, and just as well as a chalada. And presumably, Rashi holds that just like ikur and chalada have a minimum affinity for Shechita Kshira, so too does hagrama have a small, not a large, affinity for Shechita Kshira? And the logic behind this is as follows. Good morning. The logic is that even though an Ikur and a Chalada are different types of Maisim, but at the same time, they're in the same Makum as the Makum HaShechita. The object and the part of the object upon which these Maisim are performed are one and the same with the object and the part of the object upon which Shechita is performed. And that's what gives them a certain degree of affinity, even though they're Maisim Shonim, they're different actions. And Hagrama has the opposite set of characteristics. A Hagrama is the same action, but in a different place. So who's to say that affinity, by dint of similarity to the action of Shechita, is any stronger than affinity by dint of similarity to the place where Shechita is performed? That's the Rambam's assertion. But Rashi will dispute this assertion. Rashi will say that whenever you have one of these two types of affinity but not the other, we'll say that it doesn't have it's not like min b'mino, it's like min b'she'ino mino. And therefore, the entire Maaser Shechita will be batel, whether the psul was ikur and chalada, which are the same place but different maisim, and whether the psul is hagrama, which is the same maisa but a different place. That's the beginning of Shitas Rashi. But Rashi says a startling chiddush. Rashi says, based on a Gemara later on, that even a Shehiya is sufficient to be posel. And a Shehiya, this is a big chiddush. What exactly is the nature of a psul Shehiya? You are doing a Maisa Shechita, an ordinary Maisa Shechita, and then you stopped and waited for a little while, for too long. And then you finished the Maisa Shechita. So essentially, what you had was, you had two acts of cutting. The former, which was a small act of cutting, not enough to render the animal a trefa. The latter, which was long enough to be considered a valid shechita. And Halacha Moshe Misinai tells us that the former, the earlier act, sometimes it can be later, you can have shehiya after the shechita as well, but basically, the act which was not sufficiently long enough, says Halacha Moshe Misinai, is considered a ma'aseh hapsula. But in this case, the psul of that too small act of cutting has much greater affinity to the ma'aseh shechita than either hagrama or ikra and chalada. Because whereas hagrama lacks the same makom as the ma'aseh shechita, shehiya is in the same makom. And whereas ikra and chalada lack the same ma'aseh as the ma'aseh shechita, the same appearance when you're doing the sewing back and forth, shehiya has that same ma'aseh. The too small part of the cutting is nevertheless the same type of action as the regular shechita. So a shehiya should have a great degree of affinity for the ma'aseh shechita. Maybe a shehiya b'miyot should not be posel. Again, it depends on whether you think that the psul of shehiya is the prior ma'aseh chituch, the prior act of cutting, which was too small, whether you think that the psul is the actual waiting, which is not really a ma'aseh at all. But if you assume it's a prior act of cutting, why do we say that that act does not, under some circumstances, become batel to the rov of the ma'aseh shechita? And to that, I think you have to present the following teretz. Just like similarity, dimyon, similarity, can create an affinity between two ma'asim, and the inverse, dissimilarity, can separate, it can create an abyss between two ma'asim, so too proximity, ritzifus, can create an affinity, and lack of ritzifus, distance, can create an abyss. And even though the earlier part of the chaticha, of the chituch, of the cutting, which was performed before the shehiya, right, or the other part, let's call it, of the shechita, the puzzle part of the shechita b'shehiya, even though that was mamish the same ma'isa, and mamish the same makom as the ordinary ma'isa shechita, nevertheless, it's lacking in something else which is critical, and that is, it's lacking in proximity. It's separated. There's a gap in time between the ma'isa chituch and the ma'isa shechita. And that gap in time is sufficient to break any affinity that existed between the two of them, and rather to replace it with an abyss. There's one more shita that I want to mention very quickly, and that's the shita Sarashba. Based on the Gemara on Daf Yotes, Sarashba paskins that we only, when we measure rov and miyot, we only measure the rov and the miyot up until the animal's nefesh leaves it. But anything that happens after the animal actually dies and passes out does not count to be measured as part of the rov or the miyot of the ma'aseh hashechita. And on the surface, most of the Rishonim seem to reject this because they view the entire ma'aseh as being one flowing, smooth ma'aseh. It's all one. What prompt the Rashba to be mechalik between the first half of the Maisa when the animal was still alive and the second half of the Maisa when the animal was dead already. So I think that my formulation of this question should already provide you with the key to the answer. And just like we found for the Rambam, or for Rashi, that's mechalik between a Maisa which is performed within the limits that are kosher for Shechita and a Maisa which is performed in a different makum, outside of the boundaries of the limits of the trachea and the esophagus, which are kosher for Shechita. And Rashi said that this, the fact that it's performed in two separate mekaymos, on two separate parts of the animal's respiratory and digestive system. So the fact is that the fact that the subject of this Maisa Chitoch, there are two separate subjects, that breaks up the Maisa into two halves, prevents them from being mitzarif to one another. It breaks the affinity between the two halves of the Maisa. The fact that half is being performed on one part of the systems and the other half is being performed on a different part of the systems. So the same thing, I think, is pshat in the Rashba. The Rashba views a live animal and a dead animal as two radically different objects which have nothing to do with one another. Yes, the chomer, the molecules, the atoms of this animal, of this meat, of these bones, of this flesh, of this fat, at the same molecules and the same atoms, but the way that it's perceived by people, the tsura of the behemoth is so drastically different after the animal dies than from when it is alive, that it's ki'ilu, it's as if there's two separate objects upon which this maisa of cutting is being performed. And anything which happens on the latter object, namely the dead animal, can have no bearing at all, no affinity to the meisim which were performed upon the live animal, upon the former object. Therefore, says the Rashba, since the shechita, the ikur hashechita, is performed when the animal is alive, we have to discount everything which happened after the animal died, when the object of these actions changed. We can only count those things which took place on the live animal before it died. So the end of the day, what we end up is with four different planes for discussing affinity or distance, a lack of affinity between two halves of an action. Number one is whether it's the same type of action. Is it a sawing, cutting motion, or is it a stabbing motion? That's the Rambam's chiluk between ikur on the one hand and hagrama on the other hand. A second chiluk is a chiluk between the mekomos. That's Rashi's chiluk, who says that hagrama is just as distant from shechita as ikur is, because hagrama is done on an upper part of the trachea and esophagus, and shechita is done on a lower part. So the fact that they're different in mekomos, in place, means that they have no affinity for one another. The third chiluk was also in Rashi, namely that something which is beretzifa, something where the end of one action takes place at the same time as the beginning of the next action, that creates a flow between the two actions and is mitzarif them. It gives them an affinity for one another, as opposed to shehiyah, where the earlier chituk, the earlier act of cutting, is separated by a gap of time of actionlessness from the later part of the chituk, and therefore that separates as surely as if they had been two different actions, or as surely as if they had been performed on two separate parts of the animal. And finally, the Rashba's chiluk, even when it's the same animal in the same place and the action is all ratzof, it's all flowing, nevertheless, if the chifetz upon which the action is being performed changed drastically in between the earlier half of the action and the latter half of the action, such as if the animal upon which the chituk is being performed died in the middle of the action, so then we have to consider it as if the action was performed on two different chafatzim. We can only pay attention to the part of the action which was performed on the chifetz, which is Ra'i, the shechita, on the earlier half of the action, which was performed on the animal while it was still alive.